We haven't talked about this much. There's a great tribulation that's coming. The Bible promises it. The world is being lined up for the tribulation and for the Antichrist. If you think COVID was some type of lockdown, you have seen nothing yet. Wait until the Antichrist comes. The digital dollar's coming. The World Economic Forum is growing. They're going to clamp down this world. There's going to be a one world order. Evil is going to rise like you've never seen before. And so I always warn people, if you're not living for Jesus Christ today, in this freedom, in this ease of life in America, you are not going to serve Jesus. When times get tough, you won't be ready. You're going to hold on to this life. Love you, sir. Put that finger away. Put that finger away. God is worthy and so much better than your vile gestures. But the Antichrist, he's going to rise up, an Elon Musk type figure. I didn't say Elon Musk is the Antichrist. I said he's an Antichrist type figure that will have all kinds of answers to the world's problems. And they're going to bring the world religions into one system. Roman Catholicism's going to merge with the Muslims, with New Age, with Hinduism, with Buddhism. And unless you go along and get along, you'll be put outside. The only people put outside will be biblical Christians. Everyone else in America is going to go along. The church systems are going to go along with the Antichrist. They're already going along with so much because they're false and not of God. The church systems are corrupt and hypocritical and vain in their imaginations, thinking God wants their false traditions. So Jesus said, we don't know the day or the hour when he returns, but we know the season. Go read Matthew 24. And the season of his return is wars, rumors of wars, diseases, pestilence. People will be eating, drinking, marrying, and destruction comes. That's America today. America is ripe for the tribulation. So is the world. And it's forming. It's being set up. Hey, sir, if you're saved, you know the gospel. Why don't you come tell it to me? Let's talk about it. We're supposed to love the gospel, right? We're supposed to love our neighbor. So there's another man. Thumbs up. I got it, he says. But he's got no time. He's here to entertain himself. But he has no time to talk about the things of God and the gospel. This is what's called lip service Christianity. I'm calling out lip service Christianity. A switch has been flipped in me. I'm no longer going to give Christians the right to trample Jesus and say, I got him in my back pocket. He's a cross on my chain. He's a bumper sticker. He's a t-shirt. He's my savior in a building on Sunday. I'm not letting you do it anymore, Christians. I'm calling you out of your false hypocritical faith. I'm calling you out of your worldliness. Women walking around dressing lascivious, uncovered heads, claiming Jesus. Men living in pride and vanity and worldliness, claiming Jesus. It's not going to stand on Judgment Day. I'm not going to let it stand today. I'm here to warn you and tell you. We were talking about the last days. The Antichrist is rising. He's coming. COVID was nothing. COVID was a dry run to what's going to happen in the last days. The government's going to lock things down. They're going to tell you what to think, believe, how to spend, how to live. But freedom is found in Jesus Christ. John 8, he said, I've come and the truth will set you free. The American church system is not free. It's bound up in feminism, paganism, false ways, pride, vanity, pagan holidays. To be free in Christ, you have to return to the biblical truth of God's word. I don't know one church that does that in America. The biblical truth of God's word. Let's walk down this way, sister. The modern pastors and the churches are void of the truth of God. They're teaching lies. They're teaching false ways. A young man just stopped and asked me, why am I calling out the church systems? Because they're in sin and they're not of God in America. Every one of them. Name one that isn't, and we'll discuss it. If someone's able to name a biblical church that's keeping the commandments of God, we'll go visit them. We'll support them. We'll encourage them. But all the pastors and priests are liars and hypocrites.
We got one, but
they're not born of God. They're not keeping his commandments. They're not seeking him and speaking the biblical truth. Judgment is coming. It's loving to warn you. Turn from your sin, American neighbors. Seek Jesus Christ. Lay down your life. Trade this life for a new life in Jesus Christ. That new life comes when you're born again by the Spirit of God, not through church attendance. Americans do not have the fruit of being born again children of God. Americans have the fruit of living worldly, carnal lives outside of the truth of God. Pastors and priests won't tell you the truth because it'll empty the building. And Jesus said there'll be few, a puny few, that find eternal life. You can't find eternal life keeping a bunch of false man-made ways. Paul talks about they'll heap up for themselves teachers that will tickle and scratch their itchy ears. You can have your ears tickled for the rest of your life on this earth, but when judgment day comes and God says, away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity, that's sin and worldliness. What are you going to say to God on that day? There is no answer. Your face is going to be in the dust. I get these people telling me, oh, when I stand before God, I'm going to talk to him and I'm going to say this. You are not going to talk to God and make excuses for your sin. Moses had to be hid from the light and the presence of God. The light of God will destroy you. But God is so loving, he hid Moses from destruction because Moses was a righteous man seeking his word and ways. Are you a righteous person seeking the word and ways of God today? The Bible says that Noah was righteous and walked in the ways of God. The Bible says Abraham was righteous and walked in the ways of God. The Bible says that John the Baptist's parents were righteous and walked in the ways of God. American pastors are lying, telling you you can't be righteous. Oh, you don't have enough righteousness for eternal life. You need perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. But you better have righteousness in how you live as fruit that he's working in you, through you, with you, for you. If you're working against God, if you're living your own way, if you're finding your own belief system, it's not rooted in the Holy Scriptures, you have no chance of eternal life, neighbor. Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. No one enters the kingdom except through him. No one comes to the Father except by him. How do you come? Through Jesus? By obeying Jesus. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. American Christians do not keep the commandments of God. American Christians are lying to themselves, saying they have Jesus. They have a false Jesus. It's loving to tell the truth. I find this interesting. I just witnessed to several young people who don't claim church attendance, and they absolutely saw the falseness of the American church system. And when explained the gospel to them, they said, that makes perfect sense. But yet the American church people, when they hear the biblical gospel of truth, they defend their church systems. They're partial. God hates partiality. If you're partial to your American church system, Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, whatever flavor, you're in grave sin before a holy God. Don't be partial before a holy God. You want to be truthful. You want to be honest. You want to have integrity. You want to walk in holiness. That's why we go into the streets. That's why we stand in the way. Sister Raman, could you get a picture of that up there for me? That's why we stand in the way of the broad road of destruction to get you to think about eternity. Stop thinking about ice cream, entertainment, boating, fishing, trinkets. Start thinking about eternity. Because see, you can't put God in a box on Sunday and live like the world the rest of the day. He's a creator. He's a jealous God. He's a consuming fire. God is a consuming fire, and he's going to consume all his adversaries. If you're not a friend of God, which means you're keeping his commandments, you're going to be consumed by the fire of God. God is love, but he loves his justice and righteousness. The American church system, the American people have a false Jesus that can't save anyone. It takes a lot more for salvation than Sunday church attendance and water baptism, being born in some corrupt religious system. You have to walk and know him. Walk in holiness and obedience and know him and seek the Savior. I said it earlier, we're created in his image. We should walk consistent with one who's created in the image of a holy God. God's children don't live worldly. God's children don't live in the flesh. God's children don't keep lies. God's children love righteousness. God's children aren't partial. God's children repent and forsake all sin. The Bible tells us many times to be perfect. The Bible calls us to perfection. Perfection means to be complete and mature. I hope you have time for the gospel someday, sir. If you loved us, you would. You need to repent. That's fruit that you don't have a biblical Savior. We love you, though. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. That man that said he had the gospel gave me a thumbs up. He just walked by me, and I like to call him out. I think something's flipped in me. I'm tired of American Christians trampling my Savior, treating him like some Cracker Jack Savior. I ain't going to let it happen anymore. People that claim Jesus Christ are going to be called out to the standard of God. It's loving and truthful to do that. Jesus didn't die so you could live your own life of entertainment and frivolity and flesh. Jesus died to make a way. Jesus died to cleanse you of all unrighteousness so you can walk in righteousness. Jesus came to take the wrath of God so you could be guilt-free on Judgment Day, not because you're perfect, but because of his perfect work and you're in him. John 15, Jesus said, you must abide in me. That means remain in him, in the Word. If you're in the Word and you're in Jesus Christ, that means you walk and live according to his ways. You don't live like the culture. You don't live in pride and vanity. You don't walk after the things that please your flesh. You don't walk after things that are corruptible. You live for that which is incorruptible. Are you living a life seeking the incorruptible neighbor? His kingdom's coming in flaming fire. It's going to be incorruptible. It's going to be perfect. A new heaven, a new earth. And he said, you can be my child. I will be your God. You will be my son. In Revelation, he says, if you overcome, you can become a pillar in his temple. What does that mean to overcome? That means you got to forsake the world like he did. That means you got to walk in righteousness like he did. If you live in sin willfully, you're headed for the wrath of God. You got to turn from your sin. You got to forsake sin. You got to forsake your false church systems. You got to forsake every false way. That's the fruit that Christ is living, dwelling in you, and he knows you. On judgment day, a lot of people walk by today telling me, I know Jesus. I know Jesus. I have a question. On judgment day, will he know you? Matthew 7 says, many believers are going to say, hey, Lord, Lord, we did this in your name. We did this. We went to church. I got baptized. We ran a food pantry. They're going to claim a whole bunch of so-called righteous things. And Jesus says in Matthew 7, away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. So most American Christians think they know Jesus. They have a false Jesus. The true Savior doesn't even know you. We want you to know the biblical Savior. Know that you can have eternal life and the hope of it. But you must turn and set your eyes towards the kingdom of God, your heart, your mind, your life, and love him, obeying him, walking in his commandments, forsaking every other way because he's a jealous God. He will not stand for sin, unrighteousness. God said, there is no other gods but me. He is alone. He is the one true way to eternal life. No Buddhism, no Mohammed, no Islam, no New Age. Repent and seek the kingdom of God, neighbor. The wrath of God is coming for you. Don't miss the love, grace, and mercy of this glorious Savior.